My name is Fred Ackley, Jr., and I'm a tribal judge for the Secaucus Chippewa community in Mole Lake, Wisconsin. Seeing as we live so close to the site, about a mile and a half, we decided to not challenge the mining, but to look into the environmental damage it's going to do to our water and the reservation life. And we only have, at the time, 1,800 acres around this rice lake over here. And the wild rice is something that the Anishinaabe people have been eating and using for a long, long time. So we were worried about the destruction of the rice bed and our way of life with it. So yeah, that's when I got involved. I was about, maybe 28 years old then, I think.
Did you think that you could win the fight against a big mining company?
No, not really. The thing was for us to prove at the time was how much damage they were going to do to our resources on the reservation, the water and all the stuff we have. That was the challenge, to tell them ahead of time that we were worried about these things. Before the damage happened, it's hard to prove it's going to damage it. Usually, you have to wait till after the damage is done, then go into court and try to sue for some kind of compensation. So that was our challenge at all the time, and it was pretty, at the beginning, it was like fighting a big giant or a monster or something you can't control. As we got more and more data, and then it seemed like it was getting a light at the end of the tunnel for us, maybe we did have a chance to win this and prevail on it with the environmental damage stuff, you know.
What do you think was the turning point in the struggle? When was the moment that you thought, oh, maybe we are going to defeat this mine proposal?
As we got going, our tribe started working with the other tribal people because of the EPA and the BIA. So other tribes were worried, too, about what was happening here with them.
And the BIA is the Bureau of Indian Affairs?
Yeah. And they have a lot of control of tribal lands and trust lands. So they were taking an interest in our side of it, I guess, to give us money from Congress to look into some testings and water, for water pollution and rice pollution. You know, today nobody talks bad about Exxon like we used to, or talks bad about the governor like we used to, about the governor being hired by the mining companies, and also treaty rights, you know, fighting and racism against the Indian tribes, and all those things are going on in the history of this. I guess the little underdog, everybody started feeling more for the tribal issues, and then we got outside state people, non-Indians, from Charles Unlimited to all kinds of other organizations, who came on the tribal side and against the mining companies because of the threat of what that mine site would have done to their way of life and what they worried about.
So it's been 10 years now since the official defeat of that proposal, when the tribe agreed to buy the land from the company. What are you thinking, or what are you feeling?
Well, I really, I got a feeling of gratitude. I was a small part of a group of an effort of people and brain power to have enough sense to stop something, and then 10 years later, I'm able to use it as it was 10 years ago. The pollution ain't there. People can still live healthy and good, strong lives here.
Fred, thanks for your time today.
Thank you. I appreciate you talking to me.